15 seconds, Mr. Jones.
You don't have any more time, Mr. Williams. Your time was up according to the clerk, and you interrupted me while I was trying to take care of that and give you some consideration. And now you're being disruptive again, Mr. Williams. Please don't ask me to have you removed.
Please ask me to be removed. Please, do it.
Sheriff, can you please take the microphone from Mr. Williams?
Think about what you're doing, Mr. McElroy.
Mr. Williams.
I have public comment. I have 3 minutes.
Mr. Williams.
I'm not even talking my time. It's 15 seconds.
Mr. Williams, if I could ask, this is Councilmember LeBaron.
How come I won't get my time? Because I say something that he doesn't like?
Mr. Williams, it's okay. The public can see. It's very evident about what's happening here. It's okay, Mr. Williams.
I am a citizen. I pay my taxes. I am a small business owner. I ask for my complete 3 minutes.
Councilmember Mendoza, is there a reason why we can't honor the community's request or the residents' request? I'm sorry. I am tired of being yelled at by you, Mr. Williams. Please. Yeah, I do not want to listen. I've listened to you enough. Please give up the microphone. Your time was up.
Please take the roll. And if you have to shout over Mr. Williams, then shout over Mr. Williams.
Councilmember Mendoza? Mayor Pro Tem Jones?
Aye.
Councilmember Gastel?
Aye.
Councilmember LeBaron? For the record, I would like to state that I believe that it is a huge abuse of your power, council members, to censor the public.
Nobody censored anyone. All the speakers that have had, Mr. Williams had his time.
You cut him off and he didn't let him do it.
You cut him off.
You cut him off. Okay.
Move.
This man.
Another 10-minute recess, please. The next time I look like a